Knight Frank's 2024 Wealth Report Attitudes Survey says that classic cars are the top passion investment for wealthy Australians. 61% choose them ahead of art and wine. This isn't just a trend. We're seeing this passion over the last 8 to 10 years constantly at our auctions. It's a statement of Australia's motoring history, said Mr. Lee Hames, Chief Operating Officer of Lloyd's Auctions. Aussies, whether ultra wealthy or not, have shown that when it comes to their passion, nothing beats the roar of a V8 engine or the smell of petrol. This morning we are talking to Mr. Land Cruiser, Paul Reed himself, about the Mega Classic Land Cruiser Expo and Car Show at the Caboolture Showgrounds on October the 18th from 9 until 4 p.m. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. Now, Paul, the countdown is on. We've got just 9 days to go before that classic Land Cruiser Expo in Australia that takes place in our own backyard. What a buzz. I bet you're a little bit busy.
Oh, it's crazy busy at the moment, but with excitement. It's all the stars are aligning. I believe we now have more car entrants than any other year. I'm feeling confident we're going to hit the 300 classic cars this year. And on top of that, more general entries online, so the crowds are looking good. Mm-hmm. And even better still, I've checked the forecast. Touch wood, it looks promising.
Well, let's get a little bit of rain this weekend to lay the dust, Paul, and then it'll be perfect for next weekend, hey? We'll pray to the rain gods. Now, listen, paint us a little bit of picture about what we're going to see, hear and smell on the day, Paul.
Oh, lots. Smell, there's 6 different food vans, all different varieties, so there's lots of choices. On top of that, those 6, we have an ice cream van. We have a licensed bar, so lots of goodies for everyone. There is face paints and balloons for the children. There's stalls for the children. So it's not just for mum and dad looking at cars, bring the whole family. But for me, the most exciting bit is the cars. It's a piece of Australian history with these old cruisers.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, car enthusiasts still register to bring their cars in, don't they? Is that the process?
Yes, yeah. We don't turn that off. We even have a few people have decided the day before, so we leave it turned on, that they can just go to MrLandCruiser.com. You can get general admission. If you're coming from afar, you can get camping and you can still enter your car. Mm-hmm. And there's also, you can just come on the day if it's general admission as well and line up at the gate.
Sounds good. That way. Paul, I've got a couple more questions to ask you, but we'll just go off for a quick song break. Will you wait with me and we'll come back to you?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for staying with me, Paul. And listeners, we are talking to the Classic Land Cruiser, or talking about the Classic Land Cruiser car and expo that's coming up, and Paul Reed is Mr. Land Cruiser himself. Now, Paul, I know that we've spoken before about the competition side of things. What's up for grabs in titles and trophies?
Oh, it's bigger than ever as well this year. It's really exciting. We have 17 different trophies on offer, and that ranges from all, because people modify these cars, others like original, and then there's the different series. We have 60, 40, 20 series, so we've opened it up for everyone. But mm-hmm. unlike the other years, they received a trophy. Well, they received their trophy this year, but every winner also gets fuel vouchers, car care products. The sponsors have really stepped in with extra prizes as well. There's some travel bags to go with the top prizes, so a lot more giveaways this year.
Sounds good. Now, Paul, just a final question and a last word from our sponsors. There is a we're pretty serious about this, fabulous fun, frivolity as well, isn't there? I mean, tell us about support for this worthy charity.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just growing and growing. We have connected ourselves with Long Drive for the Drought and Farm Angels, and through Clex we can generate awareness, raise money, and help those causes, help the farmers that look after us. So that's really important to Clex and our team as well.
We really appreciate that, and I'm sure our farmers do as well, Paul. So come on, guys, get down to the Caboolture Showgrounds on the 18th of October. Everything will be there. There'll be food, vendors, stalls, workshops, family friendly fun. And 101.5 will be there as well. And they've got the best classic music and the best classic car show. Paul Reed, Mr. Land Cruiser, thanks for joining us and keeping us, our community, up to date. And if you're thinking about going, head straight to the 101.5fm.com.au website to catch all of the details again on the podcast. Thanks, Paul. See you on the 18th.
Thank you. Thanks so much.